Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I thank you for joining me today. We're going to continue on in a message I've been sharing entitled Dreams, Visions from Eternity, that God has placed in our heart certain aspirations, dreams, visions, whatever you want to call them, and they were birthed in the eternity of God. Before you ever existed, He had a plan for your life. All our works were ordained for us before we ever took our first breath. Isn't that exciting? And so our task, our responsibility, is discovering what those divine dreams of God that He's placed deep within us are. And then we can have the joy of partnering with Him and discovering what it is that He desires for us to do. And there's no one, absolutely no one, that can do what you can do. You might feel that you're not very gifted or you're very talented. And, you know, the enemy always wants us to look at other people that are very gifted in certain ways. And we wish, oh, I wish I could be like them. But, you know, God wants you to begin to appreciate what He has put in you. You may not be able to do what that other person that you admire that you may not be able to do the same thing, but you will do something that that person is not able to do. And so you see, there's no desire or no need for jealousy or for envy or for competition, because in God's economy, He's a master designer. He's a master builder, if you will. He knows exactly how to build the body of Christ, how to build His family, how to build His church, where we all complement one another. I don't know about you, but as I look back on my marriage to Brother Glass, we had a marriage made in heaven, and he had some wonderful strong points, but in the areas that he was weak, he wasn't as great at. You know, he could sure preach, but he wasn't really that great at teaching or at doing a lot of detail work in terms of the office. But that's where I was able to come and compliment him. And many couples find that to be true, where one is strong, the other one may be lacking. And so God blends our personalities, our giftings, our talents, and it's all for His glory. Because he's very efficient in how he orchestrates his creation. When we look at the natural world, isn't that true? Look at all the animals, the birds, all the natural animal, mineral kingdom. They all have got a function. They interrelate in marvelous ways. And so we trust the wisdom of our Creator that whatever it is He's placed in you, sister, or you, brother, it is something very special and very unique. And it's very important that you never look down or despise the gifts you have, thinking they are very small and minimal and inadequate, because you will be judged not on the quantity of work that you do or talents that you have, but on your obedience to obey and to fulfill what God has asked of you. Praise God. We see that in the parable of the talents, you know, whether they had 10, 5, or 2, God was pleased. He called them, well done, thou good and faithful servant, if they would utilize what they had been given. And that's all God asked. So that should take a lot of pressure off. Amen? All right. Well, I wanted to talk about a wonderful subject today, and that is hope. The Holy Spirit is wanting hope to arise in our hearts. Now, what's the definition of hope? The first definition is trust or reliance. Many passages in Scripture reflect this. I will trust in the Lord. I will rely on my God. That is a declaration of of hope, because that is what the definition of hope is, that trust or reliance. But there is a second definition also, a little shade, a variance of meaning, and that is desire. Hope is a desire accompanied by expectation of or belief in fulfillment. So all of us have a hope of heaven. As we are God's children, we've accepted Jesus, and that is, we have a desire, and that desire we have to be with the Lord, to be with Him in heaven, is accompanied by an absolute expectation and belief in the fulfillment of that promise. Because Jesus prayed the Father, He said, Father, where I am, I want them to be with me. So let us now consider, what's the difference between faith and hope? Well, they're very similar and they're very strongly related. I guess we could say maybe they're like different sides of the same coin. Faith is cognition, understanding, if you will, of spiritual realities. It's something that our spirit man apprehends, whereas hope is a desire corresponding to our soul. Remember, we're a tripartite being, body, soul, spirit. So hope is a desire corresponding to our soul, or the emotional aspect of our being. Now, did Jesus have hope? Well, yes, He was fashioned in all points as we are. He was tested in all ways. And in a scripture, I just shared a very the familiar scripture, for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the shame of the cross. So for the emotion, for the happiness, the joy, He was willing. It gave Him the courage and strength to go through what He had to suffer, along with the desire to be obedient to His Father. So, what can we say? Hope will provide for you the emotional fuel that you need to pursue your goals. Scripture tells us, without a vision, the people perish. And without hope, the vision remains a dream. It's just something we imagine. But unless we have the power and the strength that hope gives us, we will never be able to fulfill that. Hope belongs to that marvelous world of dreams, of vision and the imagination, where all things are possible. Hope is a motivator. Our emotions, they can be our undoing, but they also can be used by the Holy Spirit in a tremendously positive way to motivate us in godly activities, in our spiritual walk. Psalm 71 and 14 declares, "But I will hope continually, and I will yet praise Thee more and more." Hope will cause us to triumph over difficulties. There's another example we can find in Scripture, found in Romans, the 4th chapter, verse 18. And this is speaking of Father Abraham. And it says of him that he who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. One translation puts it this way, with no ground for hope, Abraham, sustained by hope, put faith in God. Hallelujah. There's a scripture found in Proverbs, the 13th chapter, verse 12, that says, "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life." Let's look at that passage a little more closely. Hope deferred, what does it mean to defer? It means to put off, to delay, to postpone. So hope postponed or put off makes the heart sick. That's the very core of our being, our spirit man, if you will. It talks about when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. What is a tree of life? Well, that was the very thing that Adam and Eve were denied the privilege of eating from after they had sinned, lest they would live forever in that state and be forever isolated from God. The tree of life is a source of life. It imputes divine wisdom. So the realization of hope, if you will, is a tree of life. The tree of life, if you will recall, Jesus promises to the overcomer in Revelation 2 and 7. He that overcomes, he will allow them to eat from the tree of life. And I remember many years ago, I was preaching one Sunday afternoon. We were at Whitehall in Hayward. I was driving in and something hadn't quite gelled with the message. And all of a sudden, I felt the Lord had given me revelation of that passage. Because many translations, if I can just paraphrase what they say, hope delayed or put off makes the heart sick. But when the answer comes, in other words, when the answer to prayer comes, the things you're hoping for, it's a tree of life. But it is as if the Holy Spirit let me see the real power in what the Holy Spirit desired to say, which the Authorized King James declares, when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. In other words, think back now. What was one of the definitions of hope? It was a desire that has expectation of fulfillment. And beloved, there have many that have been prisoners of war, people in concentration camps. They lived in the most desperate of circumstances, but it was hope. It was hope, beloved, that kept them going. We cannot minimize the importance of hope. So hope deferred makes the spirit man sick, but if we have hope, when that desire, which is hope, comes, it will be to us a tree of life. I pray that you can lay hold and grab hold of that truth, beloved, because we all need hope. May the Holy Spirit breathe fresh new hope in you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I wish I had a few more moments that I could pray, but my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me, and with the Lord's help, we will continue on tomorrow. I invite you to tune in at the same time. If you should miss a broadcast, feel free to go to the unveilchrist.org website, and you can click on the broadcast and listen at your convenience. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,